And when Bill went to those countries, he generally took his son, Russ.
The third floor of the I.D. Weeks Library at the University of South Dakota is supposed to be an area of silence. An ironic thought, given the fact that one of the most bombastic people to ever set foot in this state is honored with a display on that level of the building. Bill Janklow's former worker and longtime friend, Marshall Damgard, is responsible for taking care of the private and public papers and artifacts on the four-term governor. He says that paradox of Janklow being honored in the library is only one of many.
Actually, there are a lot of conflicted emotions about Bill Janklow, and probably most of them are true. He was very demanding, and he could be very insistent, he could be very stubborn, and at times he could be downright mean to people. The flip side of that was, I've never been around a person who is more generous, who is kinder than Bill Janklow. He did so many favors for people and never wanted to talk about it and never wanted them to talk about it.
You know, and I'd like to begin today by saying that unlike some of our neighbors, we're in pretty good shape.
The third floor display has several items showing Janklow's interests and activities. A badge with his photo admitted him to an election conference in a foreign country. That's by Janklow's USD student identification card. Both artifacts are next to a jacket Janklow wore to support his beloved Chicago Bears.
We have three different display cases in the library, and you can get a good idea of the public life of Bill Janklow, the projects on which he worked, the things about which he cared, the people about which he cared.
Months before his death in early 2012, Janklow announced he was giving his lifetime collections to the University of South Dakota. True to form of someone who lived a full, very busy life, Damgard and the university are assigned the task of figuring out what to do with Janklow's 375 boxes of materials.
We are going through the boxes now, and you need to remember that the boxes at the university now are the official papers. Up in Sioux Falls, at the Janklow Law Firm and at Bill's private residence, we have many, many more boxes of his personal and political papers that are in the process of being moved down here.
By every account, Bill Janklow was fascinated by almost everything. He was a man who could launch a new state program during the day, then become a football referee or turn into his alter ego, BJ the DJ, that evening. The second floor of the library displays a thank you plaque for a benefit dance BJ the DJ did for an organization, gifts to participants in the annual Governor's Pheasant Hunt, and even a cereal box with Janklow's photo touting life in South Dakota. Marshall Damgard worked closely with Janklow during all four terms as governor and in his short stint in the U.S. Congress. Damgard's bushy mustache turns upwards slightly as he recalls one phone visit with Janklow between his gubernatorial terms while Janklow was living on his farm.
And I called him and he engaged me in a long conversation about what type of herbicide to use on those pesky thistles in his pasture down by the Big Sioux River. And he'd obviously done quite a bit of research, but I'm a farm kid, so he wanted my farm kid's opinion on thistles, which were vitally important to him that day.
Now it's time to find out how important the thistle situation was to Janklow.
After speaking with him for several minutes, I heard him say, wait a minute, I'll have to get back to you and continue our conversation because when you called, I put Bush on hold. And I said, do you mean President Bush? He said, yes. I said, you put the President of the United States on hold so you could talk to me about thistles? He said, well, yes, of course. I'm concerned about thistles.
In the history of the world, we only get a very small part of it.
Bill Janklow said his last public goodbye in late 2011 when he announced he had brain cancer and had a very short time to live. At that time, many friends and family members began to think of Janklow's legacy. Marshall Damgard sums it up in four words. He got things done.
A lot of people didn't like the way he got things done. They didn't like his process. They didn't like his methods. But even most of those people will say, I admire the guy because he did get things done for the state of South Dakota.
But in that memorable press conference, the legacy question was put to Janklow himself. And he answered in typical Janklow fashion, leaving no doubt.
I want him to just understand one thing. I gave a damn about what I did.
Janklow's papers and artifacts will remain in USD's archives collection in the ID Weeks Library. His public display is open until mid-May. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellen Bolt.